Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts. This is the Social Media News Podcast, and I'm Tasia.
And I'm Pauline.
And we're going to get right into some interesting debates that people on social media keep having in regards to this.
I know. People on social media just crack me up.
Right?
So much
arguments
shade.
For days.
I know. It's like, I don't know if it's because they, well, I'm sure it does have to do, especially when it's celebrities, has to do with just like some publicity. But then,
oh, for sure, definitely.
I'm just like,
all PR stunts.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all too old for that. I think I would be a really boring celebrity because I would actually pick up the phone and call you and be like, hey, what's up? Like, what's the problem?
Nah,
or like, go. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I would definitely
take screenshots of what you posted, so when I come through, I have like the facts. But like, I'm like, no, on October 4th at 6 a.m.
I'd be probably like Rihanna, you know, keep it subliminal, but then just laugh under every comment every once in a while. Just leave a laugh emoji under.
Oh yeah, just put
a
heart emoji. Yeah, just like
just to show that.
Just like I see you, boo.
I see you, boo.
I sent it.
Speaking of, I see you.
Right.
Power and Empire. Do you watch those shows?
I do. So I actually watch both.
I actually only watch Empire.
So, ooh.
Not that I have anything against Power.
Right.
I just haven't gotten started into it yet.
Yeah. And I think, I actually started watching Empire first. Mm-hmm. And then I was introduced to Power by a good friend of mine at that time. His aunt was like, oh, you guys like to watch Empire, and like she was like, I watch Power, this is something that maybe you guys would be interested in. And when I first started watching Power, I think the first season was like already done, so we were like, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah,
because so we could just
have stuff to watch.
Yes, exactly. Like right after another
binge watching.
And I know that a lot of people will compare the two and they're like, oh, they're basically like the same idea. I don't really think so.
I don't understand how they would necessarily be the same, because from my perspective, I haven't seen Power, but what I've been told, it's more geared towards sex and drugs.
Yeah, it's more like, because he's like a drug dealer.
Yeah.
And Ghost
Power,
is a drug dealer.
I mean, Empire is more geared towards
the music industry.
And family.
Yeah. So I think people, I don't know who these people are.
Black people.
I was going to say it's a black family in both scenarios.
Yeah.
And the entertainment realm is what it is.
Who's truly bringing so much drama to the situation is 50 Cent himself.
Yeah, okay.
Is the creator, or like,
like the person,
one of
the producers,
behind Power.
Yes, he is.
And he just
involved with the,
what network is Power on exactly?
Power's on Stars.
So Power's on Stars.
So that's different.
Fox.
Yeah, it's completely different.
Whole
as far as like audiences
shows
and what they can show and not
what they
show
can even say. And not
exactly.
Yeah. So I don't understand why 50 Cent. I think it's because one, he is that kind of guy. It's what he makes his publicity known as.
Right.
He probably doesn't have his own PR team. He is his own PR team. He just goes to Instagram and clowns any and everybody that he feels he should in regards to his show. And I think some of the reasons, one, like you said, because the black families,
yep,
and because there's people who like Vivica A. Fox, who he dated in the past, who's on Empire versus on Power,
right?
So he just
wants
to have,
he got his little feelings hurt.
Exactly. And I just found it finally like, yes, he did it. Like Jesse Smollett, he finally had something to say. He was like, 50, stop.
I know. So for those of you who are not aware, that on, I believe it was Twitter, that Taraji and 50 have been going kind of like back and forth, taking little shots at each other and just being rude to all that, you know, like, just,
it's,
you know,
Twitter,
having comments.
Yeah, Twitter and Instagram.
And Instagram, yeah. You know, going back and forth on social media, kind of like putting each other's different shows down and saying like, oh, my show is better because of this. And 50 even went as far as to say that he's working on a new project that's coming to television that's going to actually put Empire out of business. That was his claim. So he was like letting her know, like, okay, go ahead, do you, boo. But once I finish this next project, you're going to be out, type of a thing, like Empire altogether as a show on that network. So, I mean, they've been kind of taking some digs, because I think another reason why, because now we talking about people's money, like, you know, like, so
yeah,
you can't really.
The Empire is already on season 3. It's a Fox network show. Mm-hmm. Fox is a big network in itself.
Right.
And the fact that, I mean, Taraji tweeted out the picture and also then posted on Instagram and was saying, Empire remains the number one scripted show on broadcast TV right. after premiering at a 4.1 rating in adults ranging from 18 to 49 years old. That's a big range of people.
Yeah.
So my thing is, why do you, and also when it comes to 50 Cent, you are a 50 Cent rapper, mogul, whatever you want to be.
Right.
But when it comes to Empire, these are legit directors, people with money, like not money, but put their dues in. And, okay. you know, Lee Daniels is the creator of the show and mm-hmm. one of the writers, right. as well as Danny Strong. And those are two known people within the film industry and within directing that are known people that have nothing to do with 50 Cent. They're not just these music people who then decided like, oh, I got a deal and like I made a right. TV show. No, they've really put their time
in. This is their craft.
This is what they do. Exactly. This is mm-hmm. their craft. There's a table of people that come together to write Empire, and then Taraji was one of the first people that was chosen to be Cookie. And mm-hmm. she was like, well, if I'm Cookie, I want, you know, I want him to be Lucius.
Right.
What's his name again?
Terrence Howard.
Yeah. I was like, what's Terrence Howard's real name? He's just Lucius lying right now to me.
Terrence Howard, this is a little bit off topic, but he will always have a special place in my heart. I think he is.
I thought
so
you were gonna say he's fine. I knew she was.
Okay, I have a thing. Okay, this is kind of weird, and don't judge me, people. And I'm kind of embarrassed to admit this, but if you know me well, then you will know. I got a thing for old guys. And there's like, wrong with an older now that man. Terrence is getting like older. Okay, when they first started Empire, however, when he had that like that perm thing going on with his hair, it was like only for like the first like three or four episodes of season one. I was like, oh, this is not cute. Because they had his hair kind of like straight. And yeah. I was like, he got some lime in there. Like, you know, I don't like that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And, it was but, like gelled back.
Yeah. And so now that he's back to his Terrence Howard greatness, he looks so cute to me.
Yes. So that's what, exactly. So when you take Empire, there's legit creative directors behind mm-hmm, the show, mm-hmm. legit actors who have also put their dues in and other type of, well, not necessarily the kids that play on Empire, but the
Cookie, the main, yeah, yeah, some yeah, of the bigger
the main
names.
Character. Taraji mm-hmm. and Terrence, they have mm-hmm. been known in the acting world
right.
before they've been boom, this show came out, and now this is heightened in a franchise show in their careers. Right. So I don't even understand why 50 Cent is literally the only person that's making the drama be drama.
Yeah, and
he's the only one that's causing it.
I think that, again, it's just the two premises of the shows, like the premise of both shows is similar. It just has to deal with two different heads of family,
yeah.
Terrence in Empire, as well as a Ghost. I don't know what Ghost's real name is, actually, in the show. James St. Patrick in Power. He, like, how they started kind of, like, started from the bottom and built up their legacies for their families, depending on, like, each of their own crafts. And so I think people compare it because it's that is, like, the only similarities mm-hmm. that the two shows have. And the actor who plays James St. Patrick, his name is Omari Hardrick.
Yes.
Is also, you were saying,
he is one of the men on Being Mary Jane
yes.
with Gabrielle Union.
Right. So, like you said, they have been working very hard to get to the point that they are all in. But
I think 50 just needs to calm down and let everybody.
I think he's just creating it. Just so I know. Like, there's enough money to go around, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, and like you said, there's a few of us that are like myself, where I like just enjoy both for what each of them
the pure entertainment
do,
of what they're
you
for.
Know? Yeah. And then there's some audiences like yourself who only watch one or the other. So it's like, you're not taking away from either one.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
Watched like, Power just because I haven't been able to get into the show. I honestly haven't watched it because I don't have stars.
Right. Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. You know, like it's catering to two different audiences, literally, you know? And so like, that's what I mean is that both Empire and Power, for if they keep continuing in both like the way that they're going, neither one of them is going to miss out on any type of money because, you know, they're not I honestly don't think they're that at that much of a competition as far as like audiences.
I don't either. I think that they're on audiences geared towards very different scenarios.
Yeah. So they have been having some beef on Twitter, and then it kind of was, I think it's been kind of this beef has been put to rest ever since this most recent
when post. Jesse finally had something to say.
Yes. And I kind of like, I like him. I feel like I would like him in life.
Yeah.
I do.
I honestly feel like I would like the whole Smollett family, if I'm saying their name correctly, in life.
Yes.
Him, Journey, their all older brothers.
Yeah. And they're just, they just seem so nice.
Let me just come to your family dinner.
Right. And so when we come back from this quick break, my girl Tay will let you know what he posted on Instagram in response to this beef that I hopefully has deaded the situation. And then when we come back, we want to continue on and tell you guys about Snapchat and how they are
coming
going
out
to
with some new gadgets.
Yeah, some new gadgets and how they are making it easier to register to vote, as well as BlackBerry and what they have just announced. So we will be right back. Keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.
And we're back with Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. And let me let you guys know about Jesse Smollett's Instagram post exactly. He had some pretty strong words to say in regards to responding to 50 Cent. He was pretty much like, do you realize the stereotype of this slave mentality that you keep furthering us into? He also said things like, you're in your 40s, brother. It's time to leave all childish and pettiness behind. Do it for the people. Do it for the community. If this opens me up to be talked about, then that's cool. But I know that much about every single word of mine is dead on correct. Much continued respect. So he's just pretty much letting it be known that I don't care anymore about what anybody else has to say. I don't care if people have an opinion. I am tired of you always having something to say.
Yeah, something negative.
Yeah, you're literally bringing negative connotation into this realm of goodness for no reason. Can we all live? Literally. Yeah. Jesse's pretty much saying, like, we are all technically like a black community in a sense. Why are you bringing us more hatred and more separation and negative and divide and literally bringing us to like slavery times in a sense? Not literally, but just making it so segregated. Mm-hmm. That why can't we just all come together and be happy for each other?
Right.
50 Cent, you're the only one with the commentary to make it empire versus power.
Right.
I don't even think the social media itself has made those two shows even depicted in regards to each other, because they're so far off in what networks show them. So why 50 just needs to have something to say. He has nothing else to post on Instagram but that type of stuff.
Right. And so hopefully, like I said, I'm really hoping that that is like done and over with. But knowing 50 Cent and his love for pettiness as well, I wouldn't be surprised if something else surfaces back up. So now
somewhere.
I know.
Nice news, right?
So, yeah. So Snapchat. Now, Snapchat is always changing like their filters and trying to stay like fresh with their things and with their content, and so
which they're very good at, honestly. They're very good at always keeping it new, fresh, what's actually trending in today's day,
right,
in regards to filters, facial expressions, all that stuff,
and different add-ons that you can do to like your pictures and videos. And so I think Tayshia, you actually were the first person to kind of tell me about this with their
so cool.
Snapchat glasses.
Sunglasses. Imagine a pair of sunglasses, and on the corner of your glasses, you have two camera lenses. And
so kind of like the Google glasses.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, or pretty much like a GoPro, instead of you having like just one camera, it's just on your pair of glasses.
Right.
And you can literally snap or record. I'm not 100% sure if, well, I would assume so, that it would be linked to your Snapchat in some way. So you can just automatically post the video. Mm-hmm. But it's linked to where you could just walk around and you see what the person's viewing from their exact eye vision, eyesight.
Oh, so like you can add it to your story.
Exactly. Instead of it just being like, oh, I recorded it, or someone recording me. It's like you're literally seeing
in real time
what I'm seeing in real time, how I'm seeing it at my eye vision, which... I don't know if it's that much different than, you know, you holding your phone up and
showing
what's around
you. But people like point of view angles and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's showing just that legit point of view. And what's really cool about them is that they're like so stylish.
Are they? Yeah. I'm surprised. I don't think that they would look that cute.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying like you wouldn't, you expect them to be kind of like ugly looking.
I would think
something.
Of literally like Go-Go Gadget glasses.
Yeah. Like just something, or like really goggles ugly. Or something ugly.
Something really unattractive.
But they really were cute. They were really were like fashion forward. Uh-huh. What do you call it? Like cat eye type glasses.
Oh, that's cute.
You know? Yeah. So they were legit
sunglasses. So it would actually go with your outfit.
Exactly. And it would be something you would actually want to post. Actually, you know what I think it was? What they did was, you know how they put filters of glasses and stuff on Snapchat?
Yeah,
and how some of the glasses
that.
Are really cool on there sometimes.
I agree. They have some cute stuff on their filters. It's actually kind of cute.
Definitely stemmed from that. And then they are now using their app to be able for users to be able to register to vote.
Yes, and so you can't actually vote from Snapchat. Like, that's not gonna work.
No, but you can register.
But you could register to vote on Snapchat
with Turbo Vote to register. And since they're the nonprofit group, they're able to do that. But like Pauline said, you can't actually vote. You still have to go out or send your mail in.
And so it's actually a campaign that they're having running on Snapchat through October. I believe it's October 7th. Excuse me. So it's going on now through October 7th. And you can actually just by kind of like swiping up, you can be redirected to register to vote. And it only takes, they were saying, less than a minute to do. So it's really quick and easy.
But you have to go to the, you know how Snapchat shows the area of like other trending stories and stuff? You have to.
So it's on the story.
The discovery. So you have to click on that and you know, be involved with it. You're just not just going to register you to be a voter just because you signed into Snapchat.
Yeah, and I think it's actually like a really cool idea, and it makes a lot of sense because they were saying, like, according to Nielsen, that on any given day, during like any time of the day, that over 40% of people within the ages of, I believe it's like 18 to 35, are on Snapchat. So that's like any time during the day, like that group of people, you're going to reach at least 40% of that demographic, because all of us like within those ages use Snapchat for whatever reasons that we do. And so that reach is what they were looking at. And part of that partnership, it was reaching out, because as we know, millennials and our generation, we are the least likely to vote, and the least likely to vote because a lot of us are not registered. And so this is a different approach to kind of put the registration process literally in our hands right away on a platform, a social media platform that we engage with regularly. And and I think it's actually kind of like a cool idea. I think it makes a lot of sense. And because it is through like a trusted website and things like that, and because they are impartial, they can reach out to all voters and people, no matter what party you are a part of. And also, they will not sell your information or anything like that. So you don't have to worry about like spam and it going to a third party or what have you. It's just with this partnership. And again, that's through October 7th. So if you haven't registered to vote, it's not too late. You still have time. You don't have to do anything extra. Just by using your like your smartphone or your tablet, whatever it is that you use to use Snapchat, You can register to vote. And like I said, it only takes about a minute, they were saying. And no, you can't just like it, like you actually have to have your real information and things like that. So it is still
not going to be fake.
A real platform and like a real website.
It's legit like TurboTax. It's just using Turbo voting system.
So it is. I think it's actually a really cool idea. I think it's really smart. It makes a lot of sense.
Very convenient for
sure. Yeah, it's really convenient because that's, again, another thing that millennials are really known for, wanting things to be instant gratification. We want that convenience, whether it's because we don't have a lot of time during our day due to jobs, work, kids, whatever may have you. Again, it's just like it's in the literally in the palm of your hand. So I thought it was like a really cool idea. At first, I was like, what are they talking about? Snapchat to vote.
Snapchat to vote? Yeah. Like, yeah. What?
But I was like, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
But you... Snapchat is very good at being very up to date with what is going on.
Yeah, they're very forward.
In all different sectors of the life. News.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, entertainment-wise, sports-wise, just other country media-wise, the vote, the, you know, what's politically going on. So they're very, very good at keep staying up to date with that. So I think it's amazing that they're allowing people who are going to, so many people use their app on a daily basis.
Right.
So they're giving those people the chance to literally like, hey, you guys, everybody needs to vote, and that's making it very serious. This is the time.
Yeah, and it's making voting kind of like attractive to the younger generation. Like it makes it like, I don't want to say necessarily cool, but it makes it like
makes it cool.
Yeah, it does. You know, and it
like,
makes
a,
it.
I just registered.
Yeah, it's like evolving, like the voting, the
how
way
did
that
you
we
register?
Vote. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So if you
like,
haven't
I
registered
to vote, outside of Walmart, I think it would have been a lot cooler to register.
Yeah, you should definitely register to vote if you haven't. You can just go on Snapchat. I mean, why not?
And yes,
honestly, like why not? So we are actually going to cut it to a break real quickly, and when we come back we have some sad news about BlackBerry, but we will be right back. Here listening to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA, from the UFC to extreme cage fighting. They got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concept social media news podcast. I am one part of your... Oh, we didn't tell them at the beginning that Ravina's not with us.
Oh, yes. Ravina's supposed to be here today.
Yes.
It's just me and Pauline.
I know. So if you guys tuned in to listen to Ravina, we're sorry about it. She'll be back, though.
She'll
be back. But we just have to, you know, the show must go on. Must go on.
Must go on.
So we're trying our best without her. We do miss her today.
I know. I would have loved hearing her voice.
I know. So, but like we said, she'll be back. And I don't know if I introduced myself on this little part. I'm Pauline.
I'm Tasia. So, still Tasia.
Still Tasia. She forever will be. And so
yes.
I have some sad news. Honestly, I guess this would be a little bit more sad for
people who
a little bit
have
older, the older half, the more mature half of us millennials. So those of you who are like, I would say probably like 30 and older would be more probably affected by this than us. Because I feel like us younger, like, you know, like 30 and under, we're all about like iPhones and Samsungs.
Androids.
And like the touch screens. You know, that was kind of like our big deal and things like that. But whatever. So BlackBerry, known for being like a hands-on, basically like a mini computer. It's different than a PDA though, however, because you can still keep up to date with like your emails. And it was very forward at that time, because then you could we step away from the office, step away from your desk and things like that, but still stay up to date and still interact with your business through email or whatever it is that people do on BlackBerries. Honestly, I've never I've never had a BlackBerry.
I mean, neither. In the ones that I've seen, they were, you push the buttons.
No, yeah, yeah.
By that point, I wanted.
So they're
iPhone.
Like little mini computers and things like that. And so they are no longer making
smartphones,
handheld, yeah, like our little devices anymore. And so if you have a BlackBerry or you recently bought a BlackBerry, that's one of the last.
And the reason that they're coming to this end is because they lost $372 million quarterly,
right,
in regards to trying to sell these phones that aren't selling.
And it's just, I honestly just believe it's because...
When was the last time BlackBerry really marketed their phone as a good
smartphone? And I think that what we want now is like the touchscreen and like the flat face, mm-hmm. you know, is really in right now. Like a long time ago, like flip phones were like really, really in.
True.
And like that was really cool. Like the Razr and things like that. That was like a
Sidekick. You remember
big,
those?
Yes. You know, like that was a really big deal. Like the sliding phone and things. Oh, I loved my Sidekick.
I
had a pink one. It was cute.
I did too.
Super
girl.
Cute.
I had a flip phone. It was silver.
Yeah. So, you know, like back then, like it slowly just like phones have always evolved and things like that. And now because we have phones such as iPhones and Samsung devices and things like that, that allow you to like, it's like there, I know some people who don't have laptops and don't have desktop computers
because they have their phone.
And through smartphones is people have access to internet through their smartphones who may not actually even pay for internet to have it like to their home or whatever.
Exactly.
And so like they just use Wi-Fi wherever they are. And so I think that that's what it is. It's like that's why the sales have gone down. It's because before the novelty and what was so big about BlackBerry phone and handheld devices was the fact that you could still conduct business and business communication on your phone and on the go. But now you can do so much more with
exactly.
And honestly, like you don't even have to have your smartphone. Like on my iPhone,
yeah.
Like, I print to my printer at home without anything. Like I've never had to download anything. I just, it searches for it. It goes. You
it's
can use it as
Bluetooth.
A camera.
Yeah.
You can use it as a recorder, like if you are doing interviews or what have you.
And even outside email. Of just the phone, Samsung and Apple have taken the time to make other type of devices that you can mm-hmm. use other than just your phone. Like you use your tablet, very on
all the
go,
compatible
very
devices.
Very big. Well,
yeah.
I don't think BlackBerry has been very as up to date.
Yeah, the market is
marketing
changed.
That.
Yeah, the market
and
has definitely changed.
Like you were saying, Pauline, that. Okay, BlackBerry originally was geared towards, you know, business, you doing multiple things at multiple times. But for instance, even with computers like Dell, HTP,
HP.
HP, mm-hmm. yeah. And then the phones, HTC mm-hmm. and Samsung, Apple, they're all
right.
very good at making everything multitaskable. Like, you know,
yes.
you're able to do more than one thing at one time.
Yes.
Even
split screens.
Yes.
Like you can have
your split
more
screen.
Than one app open at the same time
exactly.
and seeing it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, BlackBerry just wasn't as good at staying up on their market in regards
right.
to that. I don't know. I don't want
evolving.
Wonder, yeah, they did not evolve at all. I wonder why they didn't.
Well, and it could be one
race.
Of those things where if you have a good thing, don't fix unless it's broken type
but,
thing. You know, so like, and some people do like the classic. Like, I do know that there are some people like Kim Kardashian actually really loves her BlackBerry. I think
she
still
has
one.
An iPhone
as well. Yes. So it is one of those things like PDAs and things like that. Like there's some people that have PDAs, but like you don't really need one
some
anymore
people don't even know
because
what they are.
You they in like because you can just keep notes and calendar on your phone.
Yeah.
And so and like address book, whatever on your phone. So it's just one of those things where it just kind of got absorbed by smartphones evolving and things like that. So that is why BlackBerry is actually just discontinuing that. It's kind of sad when you think of devices getting discontinued because they're just getting outdone. Like, you know, like that's not competitive anymore.
Exactly. And the fact that $372 million was lost.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
I wonder, is it they're just going to
go out of business? Are they going to
no? Try to make they do a lot else? Of other things as well. But I'm just wondering if they're going to come them, right? back with something different. Like, you know, like maybe they're just going to go back to the drawing board and like surprise us with something new. But then I don't think it'll be like a classic BlackBerry anymore. Like exactly. when I see a BlackBerry, I see the little handheld device with all the buttons.
And then I also don't think that it's going to be as
competitive
21st century, you know, geared exactly 2017 because of the fact that BlackBerry has been so behind and evolving that they're not going to know.
They can't recover.
Exactly. They're not going to recover from that. They're not going to know where to go.
Well, so we'll see. So like I said, you know, if you currently own a BlackBerry, if you're a diehard BlackBerry fan, I'm sorry about it. I mean, maybe it'll be, who knows? You know, things always come back around later. And so who knows? Maybe BlackBerries will be cool again. I don't know. My dad's still holding on to his pager just in case.
They did say they're discontinuing making new ones, but that doesn't mean that.
The old ones. And I know that you have to buy like certain software and stuff to make it compatible. Like it's just kind of difficult it's not easy. It's not convenient anymore. And I think that's what a lot of people don't like. It's just like the inconvenience, like how we were talking about, like with Snapchat, people just want things to be quick, easy, and convenient. We don't want the hassle of anything.
Yeah, and people are lazy; they don't want to press buttons anymore. You know?
Yeah,
they like that.
Yeah, so
touchscreen.
That's actually going to do it for this episode of the Social Media News Podcast. Well, I'm Pauline, but I was going to say
that she's Pauline. I don't think she really knew.
I'm not quite sure, you know, but you can listen to this episode as well as previous episodes and future episodes on our network website. That's gsmcpodcast.com, as well as on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. I guess I'll close it out and I'll just tell you guys again. I'm Pauline.
I'm Tasia.
And we will talk to you guys next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.